This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, we're starting, guys. Wait a minute. Sorry. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, I'm getting lots of likes anyway, so. Okay, guys, we're live. Alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair for joining me again for another. Oh, can make sure everyone's off the computers, please. Guys, can you make sure your mum, Alia?
Okay, guys, we're live. Alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair for joining me again for another.
Okay.
Can make sure everyone's off the computer.
What?
Guys, can make sure your mum, Alia.
Okay, can you come and reconnect? Yes, me. No, I had to delete it.
Okay. What?
Assalamu alaikum again, brothers and sisters. I don't know why I have such a bad connection right now, but alhamdulillah, inshallah, I'm here with you live tonight, and we're asking the question, alhamdulillah, why? Why are we so lost? What made me ask this question, brothers and sisters? Why are we so lost? I was in the car today listening to a guy I listen to a lot, and he's not a Muslim, but he has some very interesting ideas. A lot to do with meditation and concentration and self-mastery and self-actualization and self-improvement and stuff like that. Now, I don't recommend that you guys necessarily listen to this type of stuff. One of the things that I found is that I have sometimes recommended some books and some things written by non-Muslims, and you know, people have been confused, you know, like, Abdurrahim, why did you recommend this book? This is full of kufr, this is full of whatever. So the thing is, that's fine. That's why someone like me should act as a filter for you guys. I can read this stuff and then I can filter it, and inshallah, not that I'm saying I'm perfect, but inshallah, hopefully I can deliver you to the stuff that's really useful and beneficial. But what really struck me about what this guy was saying, and he was saying he's not a Muslim, and he was saying we are lost, humanity is lost. You know, brothers and sisters, I know every single one of us listening today has been shocked. And I will be honest with you, I do not listen, I do not watch a lot of these videos from Syria and about what's going on in Syria. I find it extremely depressing, and actually also I find it I find it demotivating and disempowering. And this is actually a purposeful tactic. This is something that the media does. They give us these news stories from all around the world, and it makes us feel hopeless. It makes us feel like we can't do anything. And it adds to our stress. And when we are hopeless and when we are stressed out, we are more easily controlled and we are more easily manipulated and we're more easily sold to. It's a fact, a psychological fact, that when you see really dangerous, scary stuff, you are more, human beings are actually more prone and more likely to buy luxury goods. There is no coincidence that you will find, if you watch and observe, you will see that certain types of advertising come with these certain types of scary stories. It's fair. When you study this stuff, brothers and sisters, it's really scary how we are being manipulated. So the thing is that we saw, I'm sure, but I did see some footage of what happened in Syria. And, you know, there is a lot of that stuff. It's just so much of it. Every single video is distressing. Every one of them, you think that could be my wife, that could be my kids, that could be my sons, those, you know, those could be my daughters, those could be my cousins, and what. And it's just horrifying to see what one group of human beings do to another. What one human being, group of human beings do to another. And it's really indicative of the state in which humanity is. Now, the reason I don't watch this stuff is because it is disempowering. When you see that, you feel helpless. Either you'll go and do something totally crazy, like go and join ISIS or something like that, right? And just make things worse. Or, you know, you'll just get lost in materialism. And this is the problem. Why are we lost, brothers and sisters? I'll tell you the reason, what made me want to give this talk. It wasn't so much that horrific event in Syria, although that is really indicative of how lost we are, whether it's what's happening to the Muslims in Burma, people in Kashmir, in Palestine, many different places, and not only what's happening to Muslims, what human beings are doing to each other, even within our own families. You don't need to actually look very far. You don't need to look to Syria or to Burma. Sometimes right in your own doorstep, in your own home, there are things that are happening that are so sad, that are so frightening, that are so wrong. And some of these things are being committed by religious people, people who claim to be Muslims. And that's why I said in my little poem, if you want to call it, you may have seen it on the Instagram or the Facebook, that was the connected to the, you know, like the ad I had for this talk today. You know, why are we so lost? And that includes the Muslims. The Muslims are lost. We are, maybe we're more lost than everybody else. And what makes me say that? What makes me say that maybe we are more lost than everyone else? Because we are supposed to be the ones who have the guidance. We are supposed to be the ones that have the knowledge from Allah, the light and the guidance that has the ability to take human beings out of this darkness in which they are in. But I don't think that any of us could say that the Muslim Ummah, the Muslims, whether individually or collectively, we are a light of guidance and a beacon of hope for humanity. No, the reality is that most of us, we've joined in. This is the reality. We've joined in with what? We've joined in with the pursuit of the mundane, mind-blowingly mundane, futile, misguided pursuit of worldly pleasures. We, like everybody else, are behaving like animals, that whatever limited intelligence and thinking process we have, we use it just to enjoy our desires, follow our passions, follow our lusts. That's why we are lost. That's the very definition of being lost, because we are behaving like animals. No, we are worse than animals, as Allah tells us in the Quran. Why? Because animals just follow their instinct. Allah has not given the animals intellect like He's given us intellect. Allah has not given the animals guidance like He has given us guidance. Allah did not send prophets and messengers to the animals. Allah didn't reveal a book for the guidance of animals. Allah has given us all of those capabilities as human beings. He has put us, He created us on the best of created forms. Allah has given us all these gifts. And what do we use them for? We use it to waste our lives. And this is the problem, brothers and sisters. Most of us are submerged in just the pursuit of our passions, eating and drinking and sex and TV and computer games and Snapchat and Facebook and, you know, all the just really How many of us sit down and make tadabbur? What is tadabbur? Who even knows what tadabbur is? It means contemplation, deep, profound thinking about things. This is the pursuit of wisdom. Who has really dedicated their life to the pursuit of wisdom, to the pursuit of understanding, to self-mastery, to mastering themselves, to controlling their animal passions and instincts and desires, and actually channeling those desires towards seeking enlightenment, towards seeking light and truth? Where is the love of truth? Where is the love of truth? And I actually think this is where it all starts. It actually starts with the love of truth. And it's very interesting because I was just looking, and I want to read to remind you, brothers and sisters, of this amazing, some amazing verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? This is the reality about our condition right now. Fi qulubihim maradun. In their hearts is a disease. This is the reality. Our hearts are diseased. Our minds, our hearts are polluted and they are diseased because we are living, we are surrounded by a world. Everything is about instant gratification. Everything, whether it's I order something and I expect it to arrive the next day. In some ways, of course, it's amazing. But we are so used to instant gratification. We want some information. We want some knowledge. We want to understand something. What do? We Google it. And there's the answer. We think, I've Googled it. There's the answer. Now I know. But there's a big problem with this, brothers and sisters, because what the problem here is that we don't take time to think. Let's take a question. A question possibly a Muslim will not really ask this question. Maybe. What is art? Let's take that question. What is art? Oh, well, let me check. Let me see. What is art? Oh, let's type it in. Oh, there we go. Art is whatever Google tells us it is. And we think we've understood. But in reality, what we really need to do to be wise, to be people who have wisdom and understanding, we need to go through the process of thinking about this ourselves, trying to figure out ourselves. What does it mean? What is culture? What is art? What is religion? What does it mean to worship someone or something? What is taqwa? What does it mean, the consciousness of Allah? Or on and on and on. What is knowledge? What is understanding? What is wisdom? What does it mean to contemplate? We don't think about these things. People don't like thinking. I remember this. I came across this quote. And this quote said that people would rather die than think. People would rather die than think. This is our problem, brothers and sisters. This is what I mean when I say, why are we lost? We are lost. Humanity is lost. We've lost our humanity. Because what does it mean to be human? Think about it, brothers and sisters. What does it mean to be a human being? Insan. What does it mean to be human? What makes us different from every other creature? What makes us different from the angels? What makes us different from the animals? What makes us different from the sheep and the cattle and the insects? What makes us different from the birds and the bees? What is it about us, brothers and sisters, that makes us different? What makes us different, and of course I'm giving you the answers, was really you need to think about this. You need to contemplate upon it. You need to grow your mind. You need to make the effort, and it does take effort. It does take effort to have these profound thoughts and to try and figure these things out in some way to understand them. But we don't do that. I get asked, people send me emails, people send me messages. They ask me the most mundane, simple things. Like, to be honest, like even they could find the answer to this on Google. Why are they asking me the most simple mundane things? I don't know, brothers and sisters. This is the problem. This is why we're lost. This is part of the reason we've forgotten our humanity. And even when we do use our brains, all of our mind is focused upon how can we make more money? How can we be more successful? As success is defined by what? The world around us. By basically the consumer society. The whole world has become taken over by this. We are all immersed in it. We are all immersed in this pursuit of worldly pleasure. But in reality, brothers and sisters, the one thing that we should understand as Muslims is that the provision we need, we are all on a journey. We are on a journey to Allah. That's the reality. We're on a journey to Allah. And on this journey to Allah, the provision that we need, that all of us need, is the provision of taqwa. This is what we need. And at the essence of this journey to Allah and this taqwa, and what is this all about? It's about being in control of yourself, mastering yourself, being in control, self-discipline, self-mastery, self-control, patience, perseverance, commitment, focus, concentration, contemplation. This is what Allah is saying in the Quran. And in their hearts is a disease. In their hearts, في قلوبهم مرضٌ. In their hearts is a disease. So Allah has increased their disease. And for them is a painful punishment because they habitually used to lie. They habitually used to lie. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah. It's in the 10th ayah of Surah Baqarah. And when it is said to them, do not cause corruption on the earth, they say, we are but reformers. Subhanallah. This is, you see, this is the sickness of people. And it all comes down to this lying. Why is honesty and truthfulness is something so important? If you want the first glimmers of light to find your way out of this darkness, if you want to stop being lost and you want to get found and you want to find the truth, and you need to love truth. That's what you need to do. You need to love truth. This has to be something that you have a passion for, a passionate love for truth, and you should only speak truth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the believer could be a coward, and the believer could be a miser, but the believer could never be a liar. Never be a liar. A believer could have quite a few negative qualities. Even sometimes a believer may do things, really bad things, but the believer does not lie. So this lying, the obvious meaning of this lying is, you know, when someone asks you, you tell them the truth about stuff. This is the obvious meaning. But I think the real deep meaning of truthfulness, why is truthfulness so important? Why should we not lie? Why should the believer not lie? Because the most important thing is being truthful to yourself, and that is the hardest thing. I think that is probably the hardest thing. I believe that people find it very, very hard to be honest about themselves. It's very strange. It's the strangest thing, because you would imagine that the easiest person to be honest with is yourself, because there's no one watching you except you, right? And the angels who are writing your deeds and Allah. So why is it so hard to be honest to yourself? It's very difficult because we tell ourselves stories. We tell ourselves stories all the time. Big, long stories we tell ourselves to justify why we've done that and why we behave like this and why we like this. And it's not our fault. It's someone else's fault. And we spend a lot of time deceiving ourselves. This is the lying. This is the lying. This is the real lying that we do, okay? Because they habitually lie. Who do these people with a sickness in their heart, they lie to themselves. They tell a story to themselves that is a lie, right? And this lie is about themselves, and ultimately they will start to lie about Allah. This is the reality. You see, people, I know there's a lot of atheists out there. There are actually not that many atheists, but there is a lot of atheists out there who are atheists because they are just liars. They're just lying to themselves. Why? Because they just can't say the truth. And the truth is, I don't want to have to live my life thinking that God is going to judge me and I'm responsible for the things that I have to do. That's the truth. for most of those people. They know damn well that there's a God. They know damn well that there's a creator. They know it perfectly well. It's in the fitrah. It's in the nature of every human being. Most atheists, I believe 90% of them, are liars. They are lying to themselves. They're denying what they know within themselves to be the truth. Why? Because they want to follow their desires. Now, that's not all of them. Some of them may be genuine, have genuine questions. Some of them may have genuine confusions. Some of them, something terrible may have happened to them in their life and they concluded, well, how could there be a God? I'm not saying, anyway, it's not for us to make, judgments about individuals here. But from my experience, from me talking to people and really having conversations with people like that, this is what I found. Really, when you look at their lives, they are just people who want to pursue. They just want to follow their desires. They are worshippers of their nafs. That is why we're lost. This is why Allah says in the Quran, "Wal asr." Allah swears by time, brothers and sisters. You see, time. Time is something that is always running out. And there's something, I've heard it a couple of times recently. Very interesting. I read it in a book and I saw it somewhere. It's something very interesting that why death is quite important for us as human beings. Death is quite a good thing, actually. It's going to sound crazy. But imagine if we live forever, right? Would you really appreciate life? Don't you realize that actually death, the reality of death, when you contemplate it and when you think about it and when you realize your mortality and when you really realize that, wait a minute, maybe today is my last day, then you will take the time to be mindful and to appreciate the bounties that Allah has given you in your life. This is very important. You see, so this temporary nature that we have is very important in making us realize what we actually do have. So this is something very profound, and Allah swears by time. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. So when I said why we are lost, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, definitely, most certainly, all of the human beings are in a state of loss. This is the reality of the condition of human beings. Everybody is lost. But Allah makes an exception to this. He says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except the people who have iman. What is iman? What is the reality of iman? And I've been thinking about this as well. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions and he talks about the Bedouins, the desert Arabs in the time of the Prophet. And they say, we have believed. And Allah said, no, don't say you've believed. You've surrendered. You're Muslim. You haven't. Because iman, belief, has not yet entered your hearts. So I look at it like this, you see. You can surrender in the sense that, you've been fighting. Let's imagine there's a war and you've been fighting this war. And at the end, you lose. You realize that you can't keep fighting. You haven't got the strength. The people you've been fighting against are stronger than you and more powerful than you. And you surrender. You wave the white flag. You surrender and you say, okay, that's it. Let's stop fighting. I can't fight anymore. I give up. I will let you rule me and tell me what to do and what not to do. You see, so this is a condition. This is the condition of a person who realizes that you can't resist Allah. He's Al-Qahar. You can't resist him. You cannot resist Allah. The truth, the overwhelming obviousness of the truth of his deen and his guidance and his religion, it has now overwhelmed you. You're not going to bother resisting. Okay, I'm going to admit. I need to submit. I surrender. But this is different from iman, because iman, the root of the, and this is Muslim. Muslim is someone who surrenders. They've surrendered. They've given up. They've stopped resisting. They've agreed, I am going to obey Allah. They agree that that's the protocol they're going to follow in their life. But iman is different. You see, the word in Arabic iman comes from trust. And trust is a whole different level, right? Trust is a whole different level. That means you really trust Allah. It's not you've just surrendered anymore in the sense that you've almost been forced to give in because you realize you don't have a choice. Now you begin to realize that actually that you trust Allah, that you really trust what He says, and that when Allah tells you this is haram, not because I need, Allah doesn't need us to worship Him. Allah doesn't need us to, not do this and not do that, and not, whatever, not eat pork and not drink wine and not do all what the haram things. Allah doesn't need us to do these things or not do these things. Allah tells us because He loves us and He cares about us and because He knows that these things are bad for us, right? And Allah tells us to pray and to fast and, and to dress in a certain way and to behave in a certain way and have certain manners and treat our parents in a certain way and treat our neighbors in a certain way and be with each other as human beings in a certain way, because He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows that that is best for us. And if we behave in that way, it will be the best for us individually and collectively. And we trust, then you begin to trust Allah. This is what iman is. Iman is trusting in Allah. It really means that you trust what He says. So this is the thing, brothers and sisters, you see. This is why charity is a proof of your iman. Right? Because logically, you may think, well, if I give my money away, how am I going to get more money? That doesn't make any sense. If I give my money away, I've lost it. Whereas Allah says, the Prophet ﷺ told us that your wealth never decreases because of charity. It never decreases. So when you give charity based on that, it's trust. You trust. You're trusting that what Allah says is true, even though your logic and your experience may tell you something different. But then obviously, when you do these acts of worship, when you obey Allah, when you fulfill the commands of Allah, and then you see, you experience it, it's true. So then you see, brothers and sisters, you enter into a whole different dimension, right? You're actually experiencing the reality of trusting in Allah. And then you begin to see, you begin to taste how sweet this trusting in Allah, this true belief is. It's the sweetness of faith, you see. Alhamdulillah. And then you love what Allah loves and you hate what Allah hates. And you give for the sake of Allah and you withhold for the sake of Allah. And you love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a whole different level. This is what it means to be human, brothers and sisters. This is life. What I'm talking about, this is life. Not having a nice house and a nice car. Subhanallah, people are looking for honor. People are looking for respect. I want to be honored. I want to be respected. I want to be famous. I want people to admire me. Subhanallah, what does Allah say in the Quran? Allah tells us in the Quran that the ones who are most honored are the ones who have the most taqwa. The ones who have the most mindfulness and caution against disobeying Allah. These are the ones who are the most honored in the sight of Allah. And we love to wear nice clothes, and I want to have the nicest clothes and the nicest shoes and the nicest this and the nicest that. And people get obsessed about this stuff. They go crazy about it. But they forget that the best garment is the garment of what? Of taqwa. That's the best garment. Bismillah. That is the best garment, brothers and sisters. The garment of taqwa. So this is what we need to clothe ourselves in. We beautify ourselves with. Beautify yourself with. This is the best provision you can have on your journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, but where is it? Where is taqwa? Even in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is it? Where are the muttaqoon? Where are the people of taqwa? Let alone the people of ihsan, the muhsinun, where? Let alone the people who worship Allah as if they are seeing Him. Where is that? You see, brother, this is what I want to talk about, brothers and sisters, in my next Facebook Live. I already thought about it. Fake religion. We've heard about fake news, but what we have is fake religion. That's what we have. Fake religion, brothers and sisters. It's religion on the outside, right, is religion. This is especially important as Ramadan is approaching. We need to prepare for Ramadan now, brothers and sisters. What we have, a lot of us, is fake religion. That's what I want to talk about in my next Facebook Live. But now I'm going to finish talking about why we are lost. Because we don't have iman. Illa ladina amanu wa amilu salihat, and they do righteous actions. Because brothers and sisters, with iman comes righteous actions. The people of iman, they do good things. That's what they do. They do righteous actions. They pray, they fast, they're good to people, they treat them kindly, they're merciful, they help others. This is the reality of righteous actions. Watawasaw bilhaq. You see, brothers and sisters, where is this? Where is the joining together to stand up for what is right? Where is the joining together to stand up for what is right, to stand up for the truth? In reality, unfortunately, what we find is people supporting each other in wrongdoing, supporting each other in wrongdoing, right? And this is it. This is the sickness. And when it is said to them, do not cause corruption on the earth, they say, we are but reformers. Subhanallah. This is the reality. What are they doing? Dividing a husband from his wife, children from their parents. This is what we find. In reality, this is what is happening. Causing divisions amongst family, causing divisions. And these people think they're reformers. They think they're reforming, but they're making corruption. This is the reality. This is the reality. All in the name of what? Their misguided ideas. These misguided ideas. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyway, Allah goes on to talk about them, right? Their blindness, their transgression, right? How are they? They've purchased error for guidance. They had guidance, but what do? They sell that guidance and they purchase error, right? Instead. And how does Allah describe them? Deaf, dumb, and blind. Summun bukmun ummun. فَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ. They are deaf and dumb and blind, right? Meaning they'll hear the messages, but it doesn't affect them, right? They don't see, they don't understand, and what comes out of their mouth is just doesn't make any sense. Deaf, dumb, and blind. This is the reality, brothers and sisters, right? These people, these misguided, this is most of humanity. This is the reality of human beings today. We are lost. And look how Allah describes it. It's like a rainstorm from the sky. Imagine this, a dark, dark rainstorm from the sky, in which is darkness and thunder and lightning. You know one of those rainstorms when it's so dark, you feel the darkness, the clouds have blotted out the moon, they've blotted out the stars, it's nighttime, the sun's gone, it's darkness upon darkness. And to add to the terror of that darkness, there is thunder and lightning. And people are so terrified, they put their fingers in their ears. They can't stand the noise of that thunder. That's their dread. That's their fear. You know, and then the lightning flashes. The lightning flashes, it nearly blinds them. But for a moment, the lightning lights everything up. They can see and they stumble forward. But of course, the lightning goes. And what's left is even more darkness and more fear than it was before. That's how people, this is the reality. People get glimpses, there are flashes, right? They get these flashes and these glimpses that for a moment let them see the picture. This is Allah is showing them, but they are lost. This is the reality, brothers and sisters. This is the reality of human beings right now. So what is the solution for this, brothers and sisters? The solution is most definitely to come back to Allah. The solution is to master yourself, to take control of yourself, to be in control, brothers and sisters. Do not be controlled by your nafs, by your desires. Turn your desires toward what is good. Direct your passion, your desires towards what is good. Desire truth, desire wisdom, desire understanding, desire taqwa, desire iman, desire ihsan, This is what you need, and it takes work and it takes effort. There is no easy, you know, there's no easy way for this, brothers and sisters. It takes work and effort. You need to put more work and effort into it than you do earning your dunya. How much time we put into earning money? For what? Most of the stuff that we spend our money on is useless. It's useless. How much effort people make into acquiring all of these things, these worldly things, clothes and cars and entertainment and expensive TV, all that time you use for what? And the provision we really need in this life, there's no ambition for it, there's no drive for it, there's no desire. Who picks up the Quran? Who even picks up the Quran to read and think and contemplate upon it? This is the reality. Ask yourself, and then you'll see what state you are lost. We are lost. Lost like animals, just animals. This is disgraceful. It's a disgrace. So this is the reality. No wonder the world is messed up, brothers and sisters. And I'm talking about the Muslims. This is the Muslims. This is us, the Muslims. That's you listening to me. That's me. I'm talking to myself and I'm talking to you. We need to change. We need to make, what's our priority? We need to change our priorities, brothers and sisters. We need to change what is important to us, right? We need to change that. Ramadan is coming up, brothers and sisters, right? Now, there's a few things I want to say before I go. It's been long enough, alhamdulillah. And next week, I'm going to talk about fake religion. What is fake religion? There's a lot of fake religion around, okay? You know, we dress ourselves up in a certain way and we make the movements. But what is religion? Think about that for next week. You think about it deeply. What is religion? What is it really? Don't just Google it. Think about it. Think deeply about what is religion. Why do we have religion? Why do we worship Allah? Why do people worship gods? What for? What do they think they're gonna, what's in it for them, right? So think about these topics. I've spent a lot of time thinking about these things, brothers and sisters. And a lot of the reason is because I had to give dawah. Tawasaw bil haq. You see, this is the reality, brothers and sisters, right? Who is enjoining the right and forbidding the wrong? There's too much of people helping each other in evil. Who is helping each other in goodness, right? And in being patient. You see, brothers and sisters, I'll be honest. My focus with you, with myself and with you, is self-mastery. Learning patience, learning self-control, learning willpower. These are real changes. You may think, oh, Abdurrahim, you know, like that's just, you're just concentrating on yourself. But in reality, I have to change myself. You have to change yourself. If you change and I change and the people around you change, this is how really change takes place. That is it. One person at a time, brothers and sisters. Okay. So if you haven't already gone to my YouTube channel, there's 3 videos there. It's very interesting. Now, I noticed that I've seen how many people watch it. The first video, I have 3 videos on like some techniques that I teach, willpower techniques. The first video has like nearly 600 views. Video number 2 has just under 300, and video number 3 has just around 200, right? People don't have even the, and it's not like they're 2-hour long videos. These videos are 15, 20 minutes. That gives you an idea, okay? Maybe they're terrible. I don't think they're terrible videos. I just think people don't have patience. They don't even have patience to watch a video, let alone implement what I'm teaching in it. On the other hand, alhamdulillah, a lot of you, mashallah, really good numbers of you, mashallah, have bought my course, The 7 Pillars of Willpower. Many more have bought the advanced course that includes a whole load of different modules. I want to say to all of the, if there are any of you who are my advanced students, please, I want to send this message out. Please keep checking your emails from me. Because I got some really exciting news. I promised you a couple of webinars that I have not been able to deliver. This is only for the advanced students. Please make sure you tune into those webinars. I have, alhamdulillah, last managed to get a program to get some webinars going for you. So please make sure you keep checking your emails. This is only for early students. I don't do these webinars, live webinars, for people anymore. The price has gone right down. Also, brothers and sisters, this is the last day, for the low price. I think it's $47 for my Seven Pillars of Willpower course, $97 for the full upgrade, the full extra. I don't know how many, five or six extra mini courses there. Okay. So it's the last day. I think tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, the price is going up to $67. And then the week after, it's going to go up again. Okay. So if you want it, this is the cheapest it's going to go, brothers and sisters. I'm just telling you, please. Mastery, self-mastery is what it's all about. If you can't afford it, there are the free videos on YouTube. Start there. If you really, really can't afford it, okay, email us. If you really can't genuinely afford it, email us and let us know. Let's see what we can work out. We want to help you. We want you to come on this journey with us. I want you to benefit. I want myself to benefit, alhamdulillah, in the dunya and the akhirah. This is very, very important stuff, brothers and sisters. Believe me, this is what it means to be human. What it means to be human is to follow this journey of self-mastery. Let us go out of the darkness into the light. Let us not be people who are lost anymore. Let us be people of iman. Let us be people of righteous action. Let us join together and help each other in the teaching of truth. Brothers and sisters, get involved in our work as well in iEra. Alhamdulillah. If you're not already involved in the dawah, join us, see how you can get involved. Let us support each other to be patient because achieving this takes patience. It takes patience. It takes perseverance. It is not easy. Sometimes it takes a lifetime, brothers and sisters. But Allah has given us that life and Allah has given us that time. We need to make the intention to make that commitment. When that's the paradigm shift we need, that's the shift we need in our thinking. We need to have that shift in our thinking. We need to keep reminding ourselves what we need from this life, what we need in this life is taqwa. That's what we need to invest our time and our energy and our effort in. If you're wondering, really, why am I not succeeding? Why is the ummah not victorious? Because we're missing that ingredient, brothers and sisters. This is the reality, okay? We need to work hard for it. Okay, that's it from me this week. Jazakallah khair, all of you, brothers and sisters, for joining me, alhamdulillah, again on this Thursday night Facebook Live. I will be with you, inshallah. I hope I will be with you. I might be flying to Norway next week on Thursday. I have to check. But inshallah, I will be with you next Thursday. I will let you know if I can't make it. But inshallah, I will make it, inshallah. Next Thursday, I'll be talking about fake religion. Very, very important topic. So until then, brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you. May Allah guide you. May Allah forgive the believing men and women. May Allah have mercy on all the Muslims. May Allah help the Ummah of Muhammad. And may Allah help us all on our journey of self-mastery. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.